This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Ever wanted to leap tall buildings, uphold the law, solve a crime, but just don't have the time?
Go!
Tune in to Joy 94.9, Wednesdays from midday,
when Victoria Police gay and lesbian liaison officers
Gabby and Scott
ask for your help in solving crime.
Victoria Police GLOWS, Crime Stoppers, the Anti-Violence Project and Joy 94.9 working together to help make our community safe.
You are on the community...
The Victoria Police Community Hour.
That's it. Oh, we'll get used to that new name.
Even though the intro ID says a little bit differently. It is the Victoria Police Community Hour.
And that name is Sergeant Scott Davies.
No, this person is Scott Davis. I have a name that is Scott Davis, but the person is me.
Look, it's so much fun playing with Scotty. And I'm Greg Atkins from the Anti-Violence Project. So we've got today two parts of the partnership between Crime Stoppers, Joy 94.9, Victoria Police GLOWS, the Anti-Violence Project, and especially you.
Listen, and we do have Crime Stoppers, but it's on little sheets of paper as they're part of their partnership. They come in once a month, but this week is not their month. It was last week we had the wonderful Joe...
Baird.
Thank you. Okay, I couldn't think of her surname. That's terrible.
Look,
apologies to Joe.
Apologies to Joe, and thank goodness that there's a lot of work
I've only known her for 3 years. You'd think I'd know it by now. Yeah, there's a lot of work. That's right.
Now, we've got fabulous music. We've got some great music from Joy 94.9's lineup. Thank you, Chris Jameson. But we're also going to talk about some really interesting things on the show today, because coming up next week is International Day Against Homophobia and transphobia.
Yes.
That's right. Idaho or Idahot.
Idahot, yes.
And there's a range of activity taking place right across the state, which we'll showcase.
We've got a list of about 8, 9, 10 things here that those are the ones we know about. And if you know of other things that are going on, and let us know so we can pass it on and others out there in the community can get involved in Idahot activities.
Well, if it sparks your imagination and there's something you'd like to do, like a morning tea in your street, something with your community organisation you're part of, the football club, the netball club, perhaps the childcare centre that you take your kids to, the childcare centre, you want to do something special, let us know. 0427 Joy 949 or on air at joy.org.au.
Otherwise, get involved in the activities we're going to tell you about during this show.
And we've got a little bit of song, because we certainly won't be crying when it's Idaho this year. We're taking control. We are actually being empowered. We're supporting our community. But this song is about I Won't Be Crying. You're on Joy 94.9 Vic Police GLOWS Show. Stay with us. You are on the Vic Police Community
Hour.
With Scott Davis from Victoria Police. And he's actually from the Police Academy. He runs the training. He does some fabulous sessions.
I don't run all the training. I do some training.
You do what I think is the most important part, how to connect community.
I'll talk about that in a little bit, in a little while, but yes, there's others that agree with you.
Yeah, and Greg Atkins from the Anti-Violence Project. And our important partners, Joy 94.9, that give us the space and allow us to move in here and converse with you. The important fifth component of this relationship.
Now, I know out there that there are a lot of lovers of Senior Constable Gabrielle Tayac, and people might be wondering where she is today. Why aren't we hearing her voice? She's on leave for a few days and up in Sydney. So she'll be back next week with Leni Fabry doing the women's component of the Victoria Police Community Hour.
Which is excellent. And it'll be a day before the International Day Against Homophobia. So there's a chance to start to spark up if you're a women listener and you support Lesbian Matters, part of this Community Hour of Victoria Police Community Hour. It's a chance for you to engage and talk with them and interact with them during that show.
Now, I've got one other important task before we get to our first segment, which is Vic Police News. I know that my mum listens regularly, just about every week, and people say to me, have you ever said hello to her on the air? And you know what? I haven't, and it's been very remiss of me, and it's Mother's Day this weekend, so thank you, Mum, for listening, Lynn, out there, and I will see you on Sunday.
Oh, how sweet.
Yes.
We should get her in. Does she have sergeant stripes on her shoulder too?
I don't think so, no. Sergeant Mum? No.
Which is not bad. Could be a whole film. Now, Vic Police News is a really important part of this keeping us up to date with relevant matters that are happening inside Victoria Police. Bit of a window, an eye-opener to what's happening in Victoria Police.
Yeah.
What's on this week, Scott?
And look, Victoria Police has a whole media department, as a lot of government departments do, and there is a website called vicpolicenews.com.au which puts out media releases from Victoria Police, and we draw on some of those media releases for this segment. And today it's the headline is Two Police Members Investigated by ESD. So ESD is our Ethical Standards Department, and two members were arrested and interviewed by ESD investigators in relation to a number of allegations. A male leading senior constable from Northwest Metro Police Region has been charged with misconduct in a public office, trafficking a drug of dependence, possessing a drug of dependence, conspiracy to pervert the course of justice, and several counts of unauthorised information access and disclosure. He's been bailed to appear at Melbourne Magistrates Court on the 6th of August and has been suspended from duty without pay. A second male senior constable from Northwest Metro Police Region was also arrested and interviewed relating to conspiracy to pervert the course of justice and unauthorised information disclosure, and he was released pending summons and suspended from duty with pay. And two other civilians were arrested and interviewed in relation to the investigation yesterday. A 39-year-old RDM man was charged with trafficking drugs of dependence, and he was bailed by police to appear in Melbourne Magistrates Court on the 6th of August, and a 39-year-old from East Doncaster was interviewed and was released pending summonses. Search warrants were executed at several homes and businesses across the eastern and western suburbs yesterday, resulting in the seizure of quantity of illicit drugs and paraphernalia today. Now, we do need to be careful about how we talk about this, because it's now before the courts, and I don't really want to pass any judgment over these particular individuals, but it does highlight the fact that there can be issues within Victoria Police that can be addressed through, you know, different mechanisms within Victoria Police.
Well, to me, it actually connects to something that has been a real bugbear for the gay and lesbian community, something that drives why we don't step up and report violence. A lot of people through AVP have come to us and expressed they don't have the trust or the faith that police don't share information or don't inappropriately access information. And what this tells me, you know, this investigation by the Ethical Standards Department, that you do actually check on whether data is being accessed appropriately. Mm-hmm. You do look for unauthorised access. And it shows that you'll stand up and you'll pursue people that access it inappropriately.
I can tell you that it happens really, really quickly. I had cause to access our Leap database last week, and I won't say for what reason, but I checked a particular name and I had authorised, you know, it was lawful access. And it was a person that was flagged on the system for somebody that might be highlighted in the community as a reason for our Ethical Standards Department to review it. And I got an email within an hour of having checked the name asking me to justify my checking of that particular person on the Leap database, which I was able to do quite easily. But there is quite a robust system around to be able to prevent that unlawful disclosure.
I think that's marvellous, because, look, we don't talk about stuff that happens to us, and one of that reasons is historically in the past, you know, people that are perhaps 45 older have had experiences where there was really inappropriate policing or handling of data. Mm. So this is a good news story for the community.
I think so.
It's a really good news story.
I think so. And if people do have issues in regards to police that they interact with out there, there are mechanisms to be able to deal with it. I mean, the best way to deal with it is to go through local management, so find out what police station they're from, and then get in contact with the local officer in charge of the police station, whether it be a senior sergeant or a sergeant, and have a discussion with them about your concerns. And if that's not adequately resolved, then you can certainly raise it up through our Ethical Standards Department. And currently, beyond that, you've got the Office of Police Integrity as well. So there's a range of mechanisms there.
Now, the other area that I think is really, it's a tough one for our community too. It's around, I mean, some in the community call it recreational drug use. Mm-hmm. Others say that it's illegal drug use or use of drugs of dependence that aren't legally obtained or by prescription. Sometimes they are by prescription, but they're being misused.
Yep.
And the issue is, how do we as a community address that issue, and how do we then interact with police that in this instance it's alleged they've handled drugs of dependence inappropriately? So to me, that's about reinforcing values that we need to have in society, that we're part of in the gay and lesbian community, and you guys are cracking down on, you know, alleged inappropriate connections to that part of the subculture out here. I think that's a really that's a tension that's good to see. And there's a lot of people in our gay and lesbian community that, that don't use drugs and that are concerned by it, that sometimes don't want to step up and talk about inappropriate activity like drug dealing or you know where people's lives are harmed in our community. So in a way, this is reaching a bridge out to them.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you do have information about that sort of stuff and you do want to pass it on, then Crime Stoppers is a really good mechanism to be able to do that.
That is totally confidential.
Yep.
And anonymous?
Completely confidential. Your details will not be collected at all during the process unless you provide them. So you can use email. Oh, email would probably be different. There's a secure website that you can contact Crime Stoppers through. They will not capture your ISP, your internet service provider, or any of your idents from the internet. You can phone, and we don't capture phone details either. Unless you provide it, we don't have it.
Now, if you're still some of the people that aren't comfortable going directly to police, that's where the AVP steps in, and we have an online reporting service. Yeah. Once again, you get to determine exactly what information, if any, you're allowed to be shared with Victoria Police, and we're also happy to step in and be the handshake mechanism.
So what's the website for your reporting mechanism?
Ours is antiviolence.info.
Excellent. And if you... Crime Stoppers is crimestoppers.com.au or 1-800-333-000.
Now, this is the Vic Police Community Hour with Scott Davis and Greg Aitken. Scott Davis, of course, is from Victoria Police, and Greg Aitken is myself from the Anti-Violence Project.
Now, we explained Gabrielle Tyack's absence today, but we've had an SMS going asking the question, where's Paul Anthony? Now, Paul has not completely left this show. He's doing what we're calling the Blue Moon Month. So where there's a month with an extra Wednesday, so a fifth Wednesday, Paul is hosting that show.
Oh, yeah, and thank you, Paul Anthony, for sending in that SMS.
Do you think it was?
No, I'm just joking. No, look, we do like engaging with Paul, and Paul will be back next week. We're doing our special International Day Against Homophobia show on the Thursday.
Yes, that's right.
The day after the community hour with Lesbian Matters next week with the Women's Focus in this police partnership show. And Paul Anthony will be hosting from 1 o'clock the Idaho show.
Which will also include a special interview with the Chief Commissioner of Police. But now, we'll talk more about that later on.
We will stay with us. So much more to come on this hour with Scott Davis and Greg Aitkins here on Joy 94.9. This is the Victoria Police Community Hour. It used to be called the Glow Show. Now we've revamped the name, but it's the same fantastic hour of power, talking about police and relationships and how best we can step up. Scott Davis.
We, as part of the show, we have three crimes of the week that we read out. So here's the first one. So police wish to speak to a man who allegedly assaulted two schoolgirls in separate incidents in Canterbury between 8:30 a.m. and 9 a.m. on Wednesday the 22nd of February this year. During the incident, the man followed a girl after she got off a train at East Camberwell and walked through Burundara Park towards Canterbury Road. He repeatedly brushed up against the girl before grabbing her by the arm and wrist. The girl's friend intervened when she reached Mangara Road, where she was able to escape. Returning to Canterbury Road, the man approached a second girl and followed her to Mangara Road. He grabbed her school bag and shoulders before grabbing her by the wrist and trying to drag her away. The man is described as Indian in appearance, aged 25 to 30 years of age, with black hair and acne scars. He was wearing a white striped collared shirt with dark jeans and carrying a satchel. And we've released images of a man we believe may be able to assist us with our inquiries. And you can see that photos by getting across to crimestoppers.com.au and searching for reference number CA6189.
You know, this sparks a thought in my head. We should, I am, but others should be more aware of what happens around them. If there's a girl on a tram or if there's a guy on a tram, doesn't matter about the gender, if a person's feeling distressed in any way and we're on a tram or a train, public transport, we're picking up that something's not right, it's being a little bit aware and seeing what's going on, noticing the people that are around that person. In this case, you know, we've got an indecent assault.
It's an assault. They're not saying it's an indecent assault.
Well, an assault.
Stage.
What's an indecent assault for one person? You know, it's an assault. If we're aware, we pick up on these things and hopefully they de-escalate.
Certainly the undertones of the incident suggesting that it's, you know, quite not an appropriate situation to you know, to be involved in. It might be heading towards sexual assault. Yeah.
And maybe the, you know, the young girl just having another person nearby or moves closer or in the range is enough to give her a sense of confidence. And you know, if the starting of the assault drops away, that's a success. And make note of how tall a person is. How tall are they against the door frame of the door of the tram or the train? Against the girl herself. Post.
Yeah, against the girl herself. Well, there's a whole variety of ways you can do that. Just look for something that's static and try to work out where the person is against the height of it, and give us a bit of an idea. And if you've got one of those mobile phones with a camera on it, you might be able to use that as well.
Have you, in your policing career, Scott, had some successes around people coming forward with information in this situation?
Oh, constantly. Yeah, I mean, that's what we rely on. You know, if we go right back to the principles of policing from Sir Robert Peel, the community is the police and the police are the community. And we rely constantly on the community to come forward with information. We can't do it on our own.
And he must be right. He's named after a gay hotel in Collingwood.
That's right.
This is the Vic Police Close Show. Serious matters. We have a bit of jest, but it is serious. And thanks for bringing that to us.
So crimestoppers.com.au, and you can look for CA618. 89 for the photos.
Stay with us, lots more to come.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
This is Joy 94.9. The Vic Police was Glow Show, now is the Community Hour.
It's not the name of the show.
And that's We Are the People. We are the people, Empire of the Sun. We are. And you are the people listening to us.
Can I say that they're a great West Australian band? I love my Australian music, and Empire of the Sun, great Australian
band. You actually
band.
Are a bit of an aficionado.
Aficionado?
Of the music,
no, I'm not. I like what I like, and I don't like a lot of stuff.
You don't like what you don't like?
Yeah.
Sounds very police. Your Honour.
But I have a real passion for Australian music.
Fantastic. We share that passion as well. And thank you, Chris Jameson, Music Director at Joy. We have some fantastic music right across the grid.
That was a great choice.
Right across the day.
And our non-Australian one we've got coming up in a little while, people, is Bizarre Love Triangles. Hang around for that one.
Now, we've got someone special on the line, haven't we?
We do.
Joining us on the line is one of our people that stood up in your former role as the manager of the Gland Lesbian Liaison Unit.
While I was off doing other things.
And she's all the way out in, where are you?
Electra Wellings. Hello, first of all. I'm out at Caroline Springs, the western suburb.
A westie.
Do you know where that is, Greg?
I was out west. You jest. West only a week and a half ago, but it's not too bad.
Oh, it's not too bad.
I quite liked it. I went to Hoppers Crossing and I did a road trip from Newport Station.
Well, I'm going to suggest next time, mosey on over to Caroline Springs, call in for a cuppa, of course, but you would fall over backwards at Caroline Springs and one has to offer.
Well, I won't. I, of course, will be zero alcohol while I'm driving, so I won't be falling over backwards. But it will be good. You're based at what station?
At Caroline Springs.
Now,
where is
where is Caroline Springs? Is it going to be locatable on my GPS?
It certainly is, because it's on Caroline Springs Boulevard.
Fantastic. Now, your role, what do you do, Electra? What's your role out there?
Well, I'm out here doing some crime prevention work and also the GLOW portfolio holder for out this side of town. So my role in a crime prevention covers Brimbank and Melton area. So anyone that's in that sort of area, I can offer services for them in regards to crime prevention and security assessments and anything to do with personal safety as well. So that's what I offer to the community and do a lot of community engagement in a lot of other areas, such as theft from motor vehicles, burglaries, all those sort of major crime things that really drive us as police. They're ongoing issues. We look at new ways to combat those and really tailor it.
Excellent work. It's important work to do. Now, we're doing a bit of a showcase today of activities that are being done in the lead up to Idaho, the International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia. And Joy has been doing a lot of standing up in the last couple of weeks and encouraging other people to stand up. And, you know, last week there was the great joint broadcast with 3AW and the likes of Neil Mitchell and Jeff Kennett and Robert Doyle all standing up to challenge homophobia in the community. Mm-hmm. And you've been doing a bit of work within Victoria Police to get some community leaders involved.
And that's right. And much like the rest of us GLOWs, we do a lot of things behind the scenes. And one of the things that I've been doing, even though I'm based out here at Caroline Springs, is making sure that our Chief Commissioner is on board and put through some recommendations, and he's certainly supporting the day. I've arranged for an interview that he'll be conducting today with Andy Noonan from the Star Observer, so we'll be doing that this afternoon with him.
Awesome. So you're getting to go into the Chief's office?
Yes, I will be.
Now, this is unfair because I've been in Victoria Police 24 years and I've never been into the Chief's office.
Really?
Not once. I've been outside.
Last year, I must say.
Well, I've been in the Chief's office, I've got to brag now, under three commissioners. Mm-hmm. I've been there under three commissioners. But also, before it was the Chief Commissioner's office, it was actually Don Dunstan's office when he was the head of the Victorian Economic Development Corporation many years ago.
In the World Trade Centre, was it?
Exactly the same office
is
as the Police
right?
Commissioner has was Don Dunstan's office.
There you go.
And I've been in, when he was a great man, departed now, but it was fantastic. It was my first foray into that building.
Mm. Yeah. I used to work for the Chief Commissioner, Ken Lay, when he was a superintendent over at Broadmeadows. So I do... and have worked for him before on a more personal level. So this will be the first time where I've had some time with him as well. And it'll be interesting to see the changes he's made in his office since Simon Owen left as well.
I think that progression from in career policing, where a superintendent can work his way up and be Chief Commissioner, is actually quite good to hear in Victoria Police.
It is, isn't it? It's quite encouraging for the rest of us. And this fits in with Idaho as well, really, because this is all about in the workplace and sexual diversity in the workplace and how it pays off. And to highlight the positive aspects of diversity in the workplace and the benefits for employees and companies and workers alike to get behind this sort of campaign. And that's how Victoria Police is wishing to support this as well. And certainly the Chief is going to conduct an interview. And also he's doing a follow-up on Joy next week, as I understand.
So hang on, you're going in there with Andy and you're going to be there for about 30 minutes?
Yes.
Where do we see the outcomes of this interview?
Well, we hope to see it that it will be published in next week's Star Observer, so it'll be in line with the Joy Radio show, so that's next Thursday. I understand the Star will come out and be published next week, so we're looking forward to that. There'll be that combination where the public, the GLBTI community, can actually see him in print media and actually hear him as well.
Now, the goss I want to know from the meeting is, do you get any bickies?
I wonder.
And what sort of bickies you do get?
Mind you, I don't need any bickies at the moment. But it'll be interesting to know if it's...
Because I did
have... one meeting once and someone braked out and said, look, I'm really sorry, but all we've got is a Kit Kat.
Yeah, well, I got invited into a former Assistant Commissioner's office, Noel Ashby's office, once. He was congratulating me on some work that I was doing in the Glow area, and we got Tim Tams, and I don't think there's much better than a Tim Tam biscuit.
Yeah.
But I'd be interested to know what the Chief Commissioner offers.
It will be. I'll make sure I have a coffee beforehand.
These are the important discussions you can see here.
Is that why Victoria Police issue belts are about 2.5 centimetres bigger than the standard ones for the public?
Yeah, absolutely.
Look, good luck with that, Electra.
Thank you very much.
Now, Electra Wellens has been a regular here on the Glow Show over the years, and no doubt you'll be back in the studio and you're retaining your seat some point.
It's always great to talk to you live on air, so that's fantastic.
Now, that's a voice, and you still stay with us, but that's a voice that if you have felt uncomfortable about talking to Victoria Police, this is a real person. This is a human person that actually is part of our community and feels quite responsibly about her role in bringing people in to report where they haven't reported before. And we want to take our hat off to you, Electra. Thank you.
Well, thank you, and all the other Glows around. It's not just about one. We're all a team. And it's about how all Victoria Police, even Glow officers, working together as a team and networking and understanding the greater issues that are out there for everyone.
Now, some of us think that this relationship between the Victoria Police, the Anti-Violence Project and Crime Stoppers is a bizarre love triangle. Well, it's not. It's actually a logical way of progressing and developing relationships. So we've got a bit of music, Electra, for you. It's actually a bizarre love triangle.
Oh, how fantastic. Thanks again, gentlemen.
Cheers.
Bye.
Now, before the break, we've been here the whole time. You've been with us as well, listening to those fabulous announcements, and we thank our sponsors for sponsoring Joy Keeps Us On Air. That was Beloved, a bizarre love triangle by New Order. Fantastic piece of music.
It certainly was. I was bopping away in there.
And so was Electra Welland out there in Caroline Springs, bopping away at the police station. So we thank her a lot for being part of the show.
Now it's crime segment number two.
Now get your notepads out, get your thinking caps on. This is an important one for you to play a part in solving it. It's about an attempted rape in Fitzroy, which took place on the 31st of March a month ago. It's alleged that a man attempted to rape a woman at the Edinburgh Gardens in Fitzroy at approximately 4:15 a.m. on the 31st of March. The woman was sitting on a park bench in the gardens with her bike when a man approached her. After becoming nervous, she attempted to walk away from him, but he allegedly followed her and exposed himself. When she attempted to run away, the man allegedly grabbed the woman, forcing her to the ground, covering her mouth with one hand while placing the other between the woman's legs. There was a struggle, and the woman managed to scream, which caused the man to run away. Now, he's described as a Caucasian in his early 20s, with a belly, short blonde hair, and he was wearing a light-coloured T-shirt with a logo on the front and dark track pants. Police have released the images of a man whom they believe may be able to assist them, and it's quite a stark image, quite a really well-presented image. You can check out crimestoppers.com.au to have a view of this image on reference number CA6194. And if you're one of the gay community that actually goes near Edinburgh Gardens, that particular park, for socialising in the early hours of the morning and was there on the 31st of March, there's a chance you would have seen this man. He's a very striking individual, and you may well have had a really good look at him. And if you did so and you recognise his photos, please, please, please step up and make contact with Crime Stoppers.
And look, he may have been there on other occasions as well, other than the 31st of March. So
they usually do, Scott. There's a pattern of behaviour with sexual offences where people that predate other people don't just do it one off. There's an escalation that takes place as they lead towards the event that this Crime Stoppers bulletin talks about.
And I said earlier that police are the community and community are the police. The only way we're going to solve this one is with the community help. So we need you to get across to crimestoppers.com.au and have a look at the face image, which is a police artist's image of a person that we'd like to speak to. CA6194 is the reference number to search on Crime Stoppers.
Now, question for you. Police artistry and the images they produce, the police artists produce, your experience in the police force, have they been pretty accurate?
What they normally do is, and we don't see it here with our Crime Stoppers information, but they would normally give a percentage of a rating of a likeness. So they sometimes say it's a 70% rating, it's an 80% likeness, that sort of thing. We tend to not go with too low a percentage rating unless it's a really important crime for us to be able to getting out into the public. So, yes, normally it depends a lot on the witness, of course, but our artists are pretty good at being able to get information out of people and present as best a picture as we can.
Now, as ever with Crime Stoppers, if you see something,
say something.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
You're on the Victoria Police, what used to be the Victoria Police Glow Show. It's now the Community Hour here on Joy 94.9, the partnership between you, the Anti-Violence Project, the Victoria Police Glows, Crime Stoppers, and the most important part is perhaps Joy 94.9, because without Joy 94.9, we wouldn't have this fabulous show running for the last 3 years.
Now, we've got one last crime that we're going to ask our community people to help us solve, and then we're going to have some discussion around International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia next week. So, the last crime. At about 1:30 p.m. on the 17th of March 2012, a woman attended at a retirement home in Frankston. It's alleged that she entered a residence room and stole an amount of cash from a victim's wallet. The same woman is also alleged to be responsible for an aggravated burglary at the same retirement home several days later. At about 12:50 on the 24th of March, the woman entered a residence room but fled when she realised that the occupant was inside. The woman is described as 40 to 50 years of age, Caucasian, about 162 centimetres tall, with grey blonding hair, a thin build, fair complexion and glasses. And we've released an image of a woman we believe may be able to assist us with our inquiries, and you can see that at crimestoppers.com.au. Quoting reference number CA6195. When I say quoting, if you put that into the little search area on crimestoppers.com.au, you can find it. CA6195.
Now, I think this is important too for our community. There's a lot of people that work in aged care from the gay and lesbian community. Like, heck of a lot. If it's 10% of the population, even 5% of the population, some estimates are in certain professions like aged care or disability care, it may be 35, 40% of the workers are same-sex attracted people.
That's a high percentage.
It's a very high percentage, but maybe it's because their people skills are stronger, who knows, but the fact is there's a
caring,
lot more people
sharing,
just as you get in the tourism industry. But in this case, if you're working in a retirement home, or if you're visiting people that you know are gay or lesbian that are in retirement homes, you might want to keep track of the people that are around. It's about vulnerable people being preyed on by people that are powerful. In this case, the woman that's wanted for a bit of a discussion with police has been in a position of power against some of the vulnerable people that have lost their personal belongings. In this case, it's an amount of cash from a victim's wallet. And if you're an elderly person, perhaps with limited income, and your income's going to pay for your retirement home or the place you're at quite substantially, a small amount of cash in your wallet might be all the cash that you have for the little things in life to keep you happy.
So if you're a resident or Frankston, such as my mum, who I said hello to earlier, or if you work down in Frankston Way, get across to crimestoppers.com.au. You might be able to help us to solve this particular crime.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
And Fiona of Brunswick, I thank you for your SMS in. She thanks us for playing her favourite Madonna song. It was our absolute pleasure to play that for
her. It was. It was Deeper and Deeper by Madonna. What bit of an icon she is for the gay and lesbian community. How cool is that? I think back to the Also Dance Party days when the Also Party, Also Foundation was in its fundraising mode and not its spending mode. Fabulous times we had with
Madonna. I never went to one of those, but my partner Marie went on a number of occasions to those parties.
Awesome. Yeah. Great parties. Great ways of people interacting, being part of the community. And we had an interaction with Victoria Police in those days as well. We had some fabulous... It was before the Glows, and we had some fabulous police that used to come down and do the community policing and interact with the gay community. And some of them are in senior ranks now. Some of them I've seen as inspectors or community policing inspectors. And it's good to see that
there
they've come through the ranks.
Variety of ranks happening out there. Now, next week, International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia, and there is a lot going on out there, so we would encourage you to get involved with community events if these are local to your area. And if they're not local to your area, then perhaps you should just get off your backside and create your own local activity and let us know about it here on Joy so we can promote it.
Now, what's happening with Victoria Police in Idaho?
Well, we're doing a few different things. We heard from Gabrielle, we heard from Electra Wellens earlier, and she's involved in an interview with the chief of police this afternoon. We've also got the Chief Commissioner coming into our radio program next Thursday from 1 p.m. He'll be here to be interviewed. But the other thing that we've got going on, which is my work environment, and I've not really been involved in developing up this. This has been another member of the Police Academy staff. He has arranged that on Monday morning, every Monday morning at the Academy, we have a superintendent's parade. So all of the police that are at the Academy for training, they parade out on the parade ground. There is a uniform inspection, and if there is something that's really important going on in that week, then someone from within Victoria Police will talk about that issue. And Mikey Welsh, who's one of our instructors out there in law and policy, has organised that the superintendent's parade will be addressed by the assistant commissioner, who will talk about Idaho. And at the same time, the rainbow flag will be raised over the parade ground, and it'll fly for the day.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, look, you've got about 600 or 700 police out there for training on a particular day, and they are all going to receive information about the importance of Idaho and the role that Victoria Police plays in the prevention of homophobia and transphobia.
Well, from the community side, and we're part of community policing, where you guys actually encourage community encounters where they develop skills about valuing diversity, sexual diversity, cultural diversity, faith diversity. I think that's a brilliant thing. It starts to concrete in some of the values that they get through their training at the Police Academy.
Congratulations to Michael Welsh for getting it off the ground.
Now, also, some great work by Minus 18. They've got a film competition for Idaho. Some girls like boys, some girls like girls, some like both, says Minus 18. And they've got a competition with Safe Schools Victoria and Minus 18, and they're inviting people to provide entries for the inaugural International Day Against Homophobia Idaho short film competition. And it's a competition that's an opportunity to spread positive messages about gender and sexual diversity, particularly within schools, but it targets young people more broadly. Now, the winning film is going to be shown as part of Idaho Day celebrations in schools and the community on May 17. So it's really Monday, 14th of May. By this Monday, 12 noon this Monday, is when people should make their submissions. They have to upload them to their own YouTube account as an unlisted video and send the link to Ros Ward at r.ward@latrobe.edu.au by 12 noon Monday. So let's find out what happens on Thursday when they release the winners of that.
I think we might have to do that on the show on Thursday. Now, the City of Darebin has got an Idaho Community Forum taking place on the 17th of May, 2012. They've asked asked people to come and help celebrate Idaho at the, in Darebin. They've got activities including art installations and entertainment. It'll be at High Street Northcote, and a community forum will also take place at the town hall. And the community forum will help to develop Darebin's first ever action plan on gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, intersex and queer issues. Dinner will be provided. So it's Thursday the 17th of May, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's in the West Wing Studio 2 at Northcote Town Hall. And if you get across to darebin.vic.gov.au/Idaho, you can find out more information.
Other things are an Idaho film night at the Student Union La Trobe University Bendigo. We also have a flash mob. Gemma DeMarco and her fabulous crew are organising a flash mob somewhere around Melbourne. Now, that's going to be quite special, quite hidden at the moment. We'll put you on to the contacts for both the film night and the flash mob if you email me, Greg, at antiviolence.info.
Brimbank and Hobson's Bay City Councils will be flying the rainbow flag, and they'll also be co-hosting a talk by Acting Commissioner of the Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission, Karen Toohey, and Hockey Victoria CEO Ben Hurton, and Mayor of Hobson's Bay, Tony Briffer. And if you want some more information on that, get to brimbank.vic.gov.au.
Now, our friends Damien Stevens and Chris Dodd. Damien Stevens is from Uniting Care Cutting Edge and leader of the gay community in Shepparton, are organising Idaho in the Maud Street Mall in Shepparton on International Day Against Homophobia next Thursday.
Wyndham City Council is hosting a morning tea following a flight of the raising of the rainbow flag. They ask people to come along and meet members of the local GLBTIQ community, and you can get across to wyndham.vic.gov.au for more information. That's taking place between 9:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. at the Wyndham Cultural Centre.
Now, there's a showcase. All that much more next week, plus the Joy Idaho broadcast 1 p.m. next Thursday, International Day Against Homophobia.
Thanks for listening.
It's been a pleasure. See us next week. It's the girls next week for yes. Lesbian Matters. And we'd like to see you back the week after for Community Hour. Thank you.
Ever wanted to leap tall buildings, uphold the law, solve a crime, but just don't have the time?
Go!
Tune in to Joy 94.9, Wednesdays from midday,
when Victoria Police gay and lesbian liaison officers
Gabby and Scott
ask for your help in solving crime.
Victoria Police GLOWS, Crime Stoppers, the Anti-Violence Project and Joy 94.9 working together to help make our community safe.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.